Praise be Jesus Christ. Good morning and happy Sunday to all of our Central Catholic families, friends, and visitors on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining me this morning to celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and to lift each other up in prayer on this day of the Lord. This is the fifth Sunday of Lent, only one more week until Palm Sunday and Holy Week. So let's keep each other in prayer. As we spend a lot of time in our living rooms these days, I'm coming to you from mine. I'm blessed to spend this time with my family at home here in Easton and to come from my living room to yours to lift each other up in prayer. So it's a pleasure to be with you as we come to the altar, the place of encounter with our Lord, to look to our Father for peace in our hearts, for guidance, and for every grace and blessing through this our most powerful prayer. So let's just pause to call to mind all of our intentions, all the people we want to pray for during this Mass, and we'll begin in just a moment as we enter into this time of prayer with our Lord. Give me justice, O God, and plead my cause against a nation that is faithless. From the deceitful and cunning, rescue me. For you, O God, are my strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, as we enter these sacred mysteries of our faith, let us first pause to acknowledge our sins and ask for God's mercy. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them. O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, Although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sister sent word to him saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." He said this and told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them and about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house coming, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We know we're getting close to Holy Week as the Gospels get a little bit longer, but the stories and the words are very profound. And in this story of the resurrection of Lazarus, we see almost a preview of Holy Week. There is passion and suffering and death, but also resurrection. We know that in this time as we walk with Christ, the story does not end in death. As in our own time of struggle and suffering and fear and anxiety, we know that this story also does not end in death. So I'd like to go back to C.S. Lewis in the 1940s, very famous author who was one of the great writers of the English language, in the time of World War II, as there was a lot of scared and fearful people in the whole world, and society seemed to be falling apart. He wrote about a dialogue between Satan and God, what the actions of the enemy might consist of, but how God can bring good even out of difficult and scary situations. So while Satan was convinced that he could bring fear, anxiety, and panic to the world, he said, "I will shut down businesses, schools, places of worship, and even sporting events. I will cause economic turmoil." But Jesus responded, "I will bring neighbors together. I will restore the family unit. I will bring dinner back to the kitchen table. I will help people slow down their lives and appreciate what really matters. I will teach my children to rely on me and not the world. I will teach my children to trust me and not their money and material resources." So just in that little snippet of a reflection from a great author in a difficult time in the world, almost 100 years ago, perhaps we see some hope in our own time. That even though there is a lot of scared and anxious people and then sickness and even death right now in this world, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we are a people of hope and a people of resurrection. So even in a moment of fear and even anxiety and even death, our Lord is with us and he can overcome and even bring good from these situations. As hopefully we're experiencing more time at home, more time with family, more time around the table for some common fellowship and sharing of our bread and our gifts. So we pray, especially in this Mass, that we might be brought together as a family, even in the faith, as we've seen a plethora of masses and prayers being offered online and a reinforcement of the importance of prayer in our communion with each other and with our Lord. I hope you were able to watch this past week our Holy Father in Rome in a very powerful prayer service, lifting up the Eucharist to bless the whole world as the bells of the Vatican and St. Peter's Basilica rang, as the ambulances of Rome raised their sirens, and as smoke and incense was lifted up, the Eucharist blessed the whole world from our Holy Father, Pope Francis. This is a time to unite in prayer and find our deepest strength in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that's exactly where the readings lead us today as well, in a very beautiful way. If we reread the words of Psalm 130, our responsorial psalm today, we could almost imagine our own voices crying out to the Lord. "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let us wait for the Lord. For with the Lord is kindness and redemption. He will redeem us from all of our sins and struggles." Very powerful words to cry out and to reread the beautiful of words of Psalm 130. And then as a response, we hear Christ's words to us, spoken through the prophets, the word of God, even centuries and centuries ago, speaking to us through the prophets. And today we heard Ezekiel say, "O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them." Almost like one day our homes will be opened again and we could begin interacting with each other in a more personal way. "I will open your your front doors and have you rise from them. I will put my spirit within you that you may live. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord. God is speaking to us this morning to say, I am with you and I will have you rise from this situation. In any time and place, God can and will overcome. And as a reinforcement of those words from Christ to us through Ezekiel, we hear that we see the actions of Jesus too taking place in, again, the gospel, the story of Lazarus from John chapter 11. Jesus says to us too, just as he did to Martha and Mary and to the apostles, this illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. God doesn't cause evil, but he can even bring good from it, and healing and unification and strengthening and fortifying of our faith. As he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. But we also know that Jesus is human. He became perturbed at their lack of faith and saddened at the loss of his friend. And Jesus wept. It's a very powerful verse in this gospel, right in the heart of the story. Jesus weeps too, and his heart is broken at this time of suffering. But again, he does not end there in despair or hopelessness. That's where the enemy tries to force us. But with Christ is the fullness of hope as he prays to the Father. Our all-powerful Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd, I have said this that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Christ is speaking to each one of us today, calling us by name and saying, rise, come out. Have hope and faith in me, and I will give you peace and rest and every grace and blessing that you need. So let us cry out to the Lord this morning, and even more importantly, let us just simply in silence from the tomb of our own hearts and our homes, let us listen to the word of God, call us by name and say, come out, arise. And with all peace and hope and joy and every gift and fruit of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, let us quietly listen and wait with patience and perseverance for our Lord to call us by name and place our faith and our trust in him. As one family in faith, now let us profess the faith that we believe. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we come to this time of Mass, where we lift up all of our prayers and intercessions and all the intentions on your hearts today, we also pray for all those who have written in to our prayer request form at Central Catholic through the Google Forms. We appreciate many of you have written in your prayer intentions, and I place them on this altar today as well. And we lift up this prayer now. Jesus Christ, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. And through your grace and mercy, heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Help us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Jesus Christ, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Be with those who have died from the virus and those who are alone. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with families of those who are sick or have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace also. Be with doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness, or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxieties, Lord, give us your peace. In Jesus Christ, heal us. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands it will become for us, the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Hear us, Almighty God, and having instilled in your servants the teachings of the Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as true man he wept for Lazarus his friend, and as Eternal God raised him from the tomb, just as taking pity on the human race, he leads us by sacred mysteries to new life. Through him, the hosts of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Pleni sunt caeli et terra, Gloria tua, Hosanna in excelsis. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna in excelsis. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing,
broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his saving passion, the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and Alfred our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you in your compassion, O merciful Father. Gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Now, as one family, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Everyone who lives and believes in me will not die forever, says the Lord. We pray now an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ, in whose body and blood we have communion, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bow down for the blessing. Bless, O Lord, your people who long for the gift of your mercy, and grant that what at your prompting they desire, they may receive by your generous gift. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forth glorifying the Lord by your life. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Thank you again for tuning in, everyone. May God bless you. Remember that it is a Sunday as all the days start to blend together. Keep this day of the Lord holy.
Know that I'm praying for you all. Let's keep each other close in prayer. God bless you and have a very blessed day.